This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tabman here at Troy High School. Appreciate Special K, Captain Kirk Hillman in studio, keeping everybody entertained for the last 10 or 15 minutes or so. We are in Troy tonight, Northeast Kansas League Volleyball on KNZA. Our first matchup went to the home team Trojans. They swept Jackson Heights 26-24 and 25-20. Now KP, Jackson Heights right back on the horse. Their second matchup tonight, taking on the Riverside Cyclones.
Yeah, and this is a matchup that started this year for both of these teams. Riverside, they swept it 2-0 in the match. Now, one key thing for Jackson Heights in that is that at that point in the season, Nicole Ammon, the sophomore, you know, she wasn't really up there in the up front. She wasn't a starter, but now she is. She's a starter here tonight for Jackson Heights. So that's going to be a key consideration coming into this one, is that she's really worked herself as a really solid middle blocker on her team, joining along Chesney Cochran. So we're going to see here how Jackson Heights kind of returns that around from that first game. Riverside, a team that kind of is matched their win total from last season, 5-11 this year. They went they started the season off pretty rough, 1-7, but in their last 8, 4-4. So both of these teams have really gotten off to a better start after the beginning of this season. We're going to see here coming up soon where both these teams kind of sit out down the middle of the year.
Yeah, both these teams actually both participated on Saturday at the Hiawatha tournament. Both these teams were unable to make it out of pool play. You had Riverside, who went 1-3 with their lone win in that pool play action against Atchison, and Jackson Heights, they went 0-4 and failed to make it out of pool play. They only had one of those four matches go to three sets. That was against Horton, but they were swept by Centralia, Troy, and Donovan West. So both these teams coming off some rough stretches on Saturday at Hiawatha, but you talked about Riverside 4-4 over their last eight since a 1-7 start, and that's after going 5-29 a year ago. So they have matched their win total from last year. They've got some good quality athletes, a lot of girls, multi-sport, whether it's basketball or softball, who have seen success in recent years. Now they're just trying to get that little success built up on the volleyball court.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're right there. I mean, this is a team that has tremendous potential to continue to do well, just as Jackson Heights does. I mean, yeah, I know you don't see it in the win column, but it comes down to once you get to regional, what have you fixed since then? What identity have you started to shift your team into? And this is a prime example of a night where, again, it's not counting for league intentions. This is just a non-league game. It's a chance to go out there on the floor and play a good match and get yourself on the right footing.
So, again, all three, we have touched up on it. All three of these matchups tonight, non-league affairs, as these three teams have all played each other already and have already gone with their Northeast Kansas League matchup. Entering tonight, again, doesn't matter here, but JCN, the top team, Jeff County North, 19-1 overall, are the Chargers. They're 7-0 in league play. Horton and Valley Heights, both a game behind at 6-1. So you even have Troy, not going to get a tally here tonight, but you look at the top four, it is still anybody's ball game as we move forward here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, you got JCN, who, you know, feels like kind of every year they have that runaway ability. But, you know, you still got a lot of great teams that are competing, Horton, Valley Falls, and now you mentioned that middle of the mix here, Troy and Jackson Heights, that are here today. Riverside, right now, again, kind of on the lower side. They're 3-5 in league play, though. Again, these games don't count for league, but I would like here, you know, at this point of season, you also just want to look more to that regional. Getting things corrected for regional play is that is kind of just over the horizon.
Starters in this opening set for Jackson Heights: Bryn Shute, Maddie Bacon, Nicole Ammon, Anna Sherling, Chesney Cochran, and Gracie Kalser. The starters for Riverside: Ella Whistler. You also got Kayana Hewins, Tori Ortega, Nyla Duncan, Rory Stewart, and Kennedy Griffin. Riverside at 5-11, their head coach Aubrey Griffin. Jackson Heights, after the loss to Troy, 9-9 under head coach Denise Visosky. So here we go from left to right. The Cyclones in the road, all black uniforms. Nyla Duncan, honorable mention, all-state basketball player in the 3A classification. Last winner sends it across with the right hand, and here we go. It's our second matchup here tonight in Troy. Here's Griffin on the receiving end of this, set up by Duncan. Ortega's spike is long. A correction, that was Kayana Hewins. Out of play. Cyclones saying it was deflected. The officials say no, and the Cobras take the early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, in that first match against, you know, Troy, what we saw from Jackson Heights is they took advantage of Troy's mistakes, but then Jackson Heights started kind of inflicting some own wounds on themselves. So right now it's about allowing the other team to inflict those wounds, but then not repeating them yourself.
Ewan sends it across on a free ball, and that one is a little bit strong too, and the point for Jackson Heights to jump out to a 2-0 lead here. So the Cobra serving from right to left. This is senior Maddie Bacon. Swings that right arm through. Kennedy Griffin on the back middle row. Gets it up. They fake it. Pushed across by Whistler. Cobra's back on the attack. They want Shoup. There's the spike. Well defended. Tipped up into the air by the Cyclones. Now Duncan back to the left-handed Griffin, who slaps it down, but Cochran put her hand up to keep it alive. Now a little finesse there. Whistler pushing it. Duncan back to Whistler. Her spike well defended by Chesney Cochran in that front Cobra line. Griffin across. Good rally here. 2-0 our score early in this second matchup tonight. First set. Riverside gets it back. Whistler, two hands, pushing it across. Bumped up into the air by Cochran. Shoup gets a good look, and she airmails it strong. So our best rally early, and ultimately a good setup there for Brent Shoup, but she sailed it long in a 2-1 score in favor of Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and she's done that a couple times here today in this triangular again. For her, just trying to settle down, calm things down. When you get that great setup by Maddie Bacon, who's a tremendous setter here for Jackson Heights, take your time, look down the defense, don't force one out.
Here is Whistler on the serve. Cochran bouncing around her teammate in a third try. Sent back across. Whistler on the back line. Duncan wants to set it up. Kennedy Griffin, left-handed spike, and she delivers a Cyclone point with the left hand to tie it up at 2-2.
Well, in that first game that Jackson Heights played, it was pretty much all about Whetstein containing her. Right now, for Jackson Heights, it's going to be about containing Whistler, who, by the way, is now behind the service line.
A 2-2 tie, Riverside and Jackson Heights. Match 2, set 1 here tonight in Troy. BTKP double K with you on KNZA. There's the set. There's the spike. Not much behind it by Jennifer Mellies. And now Griffin for Riverside pushing it across. Bacon sets it up far side for Mellies. Her spike is out. Point for Riverside. The Cobras, a couple of unforced errors here early, and the Cyclones have now a 3-2 lead after Jackson Heights jumped out with the first two. Another Whistler serve here for the Cyclones. All black uniforms for them here tonight. Cobra set it up, and another miscommunicated error by Chesney Cochran, who buries it into the net. And now four straight for the Cyclones. They lead this first set 4-2.
Yeah, and Riverside's picking up some early momentum right here. Now they're just trying to run with it. Four straight points.
Yeah, Whistler on the call sends that one a little bit far and outside to the right. Service error makes it 4-3, and the Cobras down one, getting the serve back. And Jackson Heights hung tough in the first matchup, but swept by Troy, and now as that serve went across, a stoppage in the action by the near side official. So checking something at the scores table is Jackson Heights trailing here 4-3, although it's still showing 4-2 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, trying to discuss something right now. That last point that was given to Jackson Heights, it was a service error that went across to right now they were okay, so they were correcting what the home and the guests were up on the scoreboard. Now they've officially corrected it. It's 4-3 here at Trojans.
All right, so they switch it back as Griffin on the receiving end. They want to go back from Duncan to Griffin. That left-handed spike, and she put it down. A couple big kills early for Kennedy Griffin, and a 5-3 advantage now here for Riverside in this opening set. A couple assists there by Nyla Duncan here early. So back to serve for Riverside up to Kayana Hewins. Bouncing it with the left, spins it in the left, lifting it up, swatting it through at the right. Shoup on the dig there. They set it up middle of the floor for Mellies, and she sails it wide and outside and into the second row of bleachers. And the Cyclones here with a 6-3 lead.
Yeah, and that's the second sacking error we've seen here from Jennifer Mellies on this set. Now here they're going to put in Gracie Kouser, the senior, to come out in that front court.
Another serve here for the Cyclones and Kayana Hewins. High into the air, line drive across, Cochran on that back row, and now pushed up to Bacon, who taps it across with the right hand. Now Duncan with two hands pushing across. Bacon on the set, there's the spike by Sherling, and Sherling gets it back after the rejection by the Cyclone defense, and now on a free ball sent back across by Jackson Heights. Duncan's to Hewins, back middle, her spike too long, and a point for the Cobras, now 6-4 in favor of Riverside.
Yeah, it's always a tough angle to play for Hewins. I mean, you're a couple feet from behind the 10-foot line. I mean, you really extend yourself back there. But, yeah, no, Jackson Heights a chance to get things going for them now.
Here's Cochran on the serve. Hewins down to a knee to get it. Sets it up beautifully, though, for Jackson Heights. Right spot for Nicole Ammon. The sophomore puts it down. Back-to-back points for Jackson Heights. They're within one. It's 6-5. Opening set match 2 here in Troy tonight.
Yeah, that's a big difference from this first time where these two teams played. Nicole Ammon wasn't on the starting lineup in that first game of the season.
Chesney Cochran on the serve. Duncan kind of scrambling to get it and sent back across by Poyer. Here's a set. Here's a Sherling spike batted down by that Cyclone defense. Now back on the Riverside side. Little back and forth here between the two. Good rally. Here's the set by Mia Jackson. Two-handed shove. And that one lands as close to the back right corner. Straight two-handed shove shot there by Kennedy Griffin. She's earned a couple points here early on, 7-5 in favor of Riverside.
Yeah, already three kills for her early on, and man, she is just doing tremendous work up there at the front. Jackson Heights just needing to find themselves up there blocking her.
Mia Jackson on the serve here for Riverside, middle of the floor. Here's Ammon on the spike, and a nice dig by Hewins. Dunk into Griffin, gets it across on a third try. Now Bacon for Jackson Heights, setting it up. Her set was not good, but it lands on the side of the Cyclones, and what's the call here? I believe that's going to be a Jackson Heights point.
Yeah, and those aren't one of those fake set things where you try to fake a set out. No, she tried to set it to her player. It went on the other side, and Poyer just wasn't ready for it at all. Instead, she was going up for a block. It got messed up right in front of her.
Calcert on the serve, 7-6 Riverside here in this opening set. Griffin, another spike, and that one is in there in the back left corner. 8-6 Cyclones looking for win number 6 on the year.
Yeah, now Griffin goes behind the service line after her four kills early here against Jackson Heights. Half the points here for Troy, more importantly.
Griffin, the lefty, sends it across, a knuckleball style, going in the wrong direction here for the Cobras, but on a free ball back middle of the floor, Ammon gets it across. Duncan sets it up, and is pushed across, not much behind that spike attempt. Here's Chesney Cochran. Sherling gets it across, dug up by Ortega. Now far side of the floor, Whistler a spike, dug up nicely by Chesney Cochran. Here is Sherling again, and she puts it down for one. Good rally, Cobras get the point, Sherling there. Multiple receiving ends, 8-7. The Riverside lead is 1.
And Trilling had 6 kills earlier against Troy. She does a really great job when she has the opportunity up there in that front. Wouldn't be surprised to see her get set up a couple more times.
And Trilling back to serve, and she airmails it too strong, and air there on that serve. Cyclones get one back. Their lead is 9-7. So we've alternated the last 6 points here in this opening set. As the Cyclones getting the serve back with Rory Stewart and a 9-7 lead here on the Cobras. Nearly got an ace, and that dig goes back to the side of the Cyclones. Duncan pushing far side of the floor. Whistler spike, airmailed it too strong. Couldn't quite get over the top of it, and that hit too strong by Whistler. 9-8, Cobras within 1. Layla Cochran, the senior libero, serving from right to left. Griffin up to Duncan. Now Whistler gets the spike. Well defended by Jackson Heights, but Griffin able to get it back across. Cochran, here's Bacon, middle of the floor, not a good set. Chesney Cochran now have to push it across there. Now Hewins getting it back with 2 hands. Cobra's got to get it back across. They do on this one. Nice job by Sherling. Now Duncan, far side, Whistler again, her spike dug up nicely by Sherling. Bacon pushing, Shoop firing. Back line set up there by Stewart. Good rally, deflected, out of play. Last touch by the Cyclones at a point. For Jackson Heights, they've gone back-to-back here, and we're tied at 9 in this opening set.
Yeah, great work by Bryn Shoop up there for Jackson Heights here on the left side. Just kept going through her, kept grinding on that left side, came back right to her, and then she puts the kill down.
So a 9-9 tie here in this opening set. Duncan tried to catch the Cobras front line off guard. They weren't having it. Now Shoop with a big-time spike, dug up by Stewart. Now Whistler on the spike through that defense, and down it goes for the Cyclone points. Just squeezed it through the forearms there on that Jackson Heights front. Whistler the point, and Riverside back in front, 10-9 here in this opening set. Nyla Duncan, honorable mention all states, the Cyclones basketball team a year ago. Gets it on the receiving end from the Cobras. Ortega pushing across. Whistler again and buries another one. Emphatic on the spike. 11-9 Cyclones, back-to-back kill shots. Right there by Whistler.
Yeah, dangerous here for Jackson Heights. Whistler finding some confidence up beside Griffin at that front row.
But the sets back-to-back have been very accurate, very precise for Whistler to get those kills. Here's Chesney Cochran getting it off the deflection. Back middle of the floor, Sherling gets it across, and she airmails it too strong. From 9-9 to 12-9 Cyclones, 3 straight for Riverside. Duncan continuing to serve from left to right, bouncing with the left, sending it across with the right hand. Bumped up into the air by Calcert. Now Bacon, back to Chesney. Her spike in delivers. Chesney Cochran, big point for the Cobras, 12-10. They're down 2.
Yeah, terrific setup there also by Maddie Bacon. She was in the middle of that 10-foot line, sent it kind of across right to her body, just right in front of Chesney where it needed to be, and Chesney put it down.
So from right to left, the senior Maddie Bacon to serve. Sends it right to left. Cyclones up two here in this opening set. Our second matchup here tonight. Griffin middle of the floor with two hands. Sherling back up high in the air. Shoop has to get it across. She does. Whistler on the dig. Duncan right back to Whistler on the set. There's the spike. Well defended by the Cobras. Now Duncan, the little two-handed tap shot. And the finesse shot. Nicely played and placed by Nyla Duncan. 13-10 Riverside. The Cobras defense had a couple opportunities there. Now we get a timeout on the floor. Second matchup tonight, opening set, Riverside 13 and Jackson Heights 10. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside our studio producer, Kirk Hillman, Grandin Prophet, Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball, 13-10. Riverside leading Jackson Heights. Match 2, set 1. What have we seen so far?
Yeah, well, Riverside, they've got to their two best players, Ella Whistler as well as Kenya Griffin up there in the front. They've just been attacking the net really aggressively. Jackson Heights really has been able to handle. But again, a lot of attacking errors here on the Jackson Heights side. They're sending a lot of long balls down to the deep back core. They want to get that corrected.
So here we go. Out of the timeout. Whistler on the serve. There's the spike, and there's the kill. Cobras aggressive out the gate. And that was Chesney Cochran, one of the six seniors, hitting Jackson Heights a point out of the TO. 13-11, they trail in this opening set.
Yeah, and just what I was mentioning, again, being more aggressive and not sailing those hits. And right there, great example, precise hit in that right corner by Cochran.
Brent Shoup on the serve. Duncan front middle, pushing it back for Hewins, and a little finesse. Nice diving save by Sherling to keep it alive. And now a miscommunicated backline error there by Jackson Heights is going to salvage a point for Riverside to give them a 14-11 lead. Well, to me, you still learn about the sport as you do it. I feel like you make less mistakes than your opponents. More times than not, you're going to find yourself on the winning side. Here is a setup and a spike. Nicely dug up on the back line by Kayana Hewins, but Duncan on the second shot kind of mistimed that one off the rafters there at a point for Jackson Heights. Makes it 14-12.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, and you know, in this game here against Riverside, need to find some confidence behind that service line. They only had three service aces against Troy.
Good serve by Chesney Cochran, and the dig back in front. Now Hewins back middle on a free ball, getting it over. Cobras want to set it up here, but the set is not good. Sherling just has to get it across, and she can't keep it inside the lines. Point for the Cyclones. 15-12. We have alternated the last 7 points here between these two.
And as I mentioned, another attacking error. That's probably the fifth one of this set here for Jackson Heights. Just trying not to send those long balls.
Mia Jackson on the serve. Hit up in the air by Chesney Cochran. Second. Now Shoup barely able to survive that one to get it across. Now middle of the floor for Poyer. Now Shoup back right. Pushing it to Bacon. Up front, Sherling spike. And a diving dig there by Whistler. Nicely done. Now the Cobras scrambling a little bit. Middle of the floor, third try, Melly's getting it across. Duncan, over her head, Kennedy Griffin with two hands and found an opening for the Cyclone point. 16-12, Riverside.
Yeah, been a little bit since we've called her Griffin, but that's her fifth kill of this set. Again, she's just so aggressive in that up front, getting high fives from her teammates. She's just all over the net.
Another serve for Mia Jackson. Here's Bacon pushing it backside. The spike is defended well. Bacon off the deflection. And now Sherling on a free ball, getting it over to Whistler. Duncan pushing, Griffin tapping, and scoring, I believe, or no. What is the call? I think Griffin up against the net.
Yeah, might have also had her maybe against the antenna there on that far side, but you know, that's a break for Jackson Heights.
So 16-13 Cyclones here in this opening set. Jackson Heights will get the serve back. It'll be Gracie Kausert, came in two tonight, leading this team in that category. And that serve is too long. Good decision there by Hewins to pull her hands back right at the last second. And that error there by Jackson Heights gives Riverside a 17-13 set one lead. Another serve opportunity for Kennedy Griffin. Kausler got her hands on it. Now Sherling just has to push it across. Duncan is there. Now Hewins from the back middle row getting it across with the two-handed shove shot. Middle of the floor. Back line spike by Chesney Cochran. It's going to rattle up against the rafters. If Griffin can somehow get this across, and somehow the Cyclones do. What a play off the rafters there. Now the Cobras push it across. Nearly caught the Cyclones off guard. And now a free ball sent back across. Great rally here. Bacon sets it up near side for Sherling. Her spike bumped up by Duncan. Far side Whistler tapping it down. Did she get the point? My goodness, she did. I am not quite sure how the Cyclones salvaged that one, but Whistler staying away from the net just enough. 18-13 our score. And a timeout here, I believe, called by Jackson Heights. We'll step aside as well. 18-13 set one. Cyclones in front. We're back after this on KNZA.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Match two, set one here in Troy tonight. High school volleyball here on KNZA. Kirk Hillman, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Salmon with you. Out of the timeout, Cyclones with the serve. 18-13, they lead it over Jackson Heights. Kennedy Griffin, serve duties now here for the Cyclones, trying to put a damper down on this opening set. As that miss hit there by Jackson Heights. No, it's going to hit the line. It landed in play for the Cobra points. So a big point for them out of the timeout. 18-14 our score. Cyclones by four, but the Cobras getting that serve back. And that serve by Sherling. Hewins on the dig. Duncan the set. Griffin spike. Not much behind it. Cochran was there. Now Bacon wants to set it up for Shoup, and that one deflected. Out of play. Duncan goes diving into the scorer's table to try to save it. But a good setup for Shoup, and another point for Jackson Heights are within three. 18-15 Riverside. Opening set here, match two. Troy swept Jackson Heights in our first set tonight, but both sets were close. Here's Whistler on the spike attempt. Boy, it was heavy, but too strong. Point Jackson Heights. So now three straight KP out of that timeout, 18-16. Did they put up that point or no?
Well, it looks like they gave...
They put it up on the wrong side again.
That's the second time we've seen that today, but here is service error for Jackson Heights, so they'll have to re-put that number 19 back up.
So it should be 19-16 after the service error, I believe. There it is. All right, we are back to it. So the Cyclones with Rory Stewart to serve. 19-16, their set one lead. There it is, back middle it goes. Sherling puts it in the air, Bacon on the set. There's the spike by Ammon. And it's too strong, out of play. Good bump set spike there, but the Cobras, again, a miss hit by Ammon. Now 20-16, the Cyclones lead.
I was going to say, Jackson Heights, they started finding some momentum there, but again, they just had their third service error of this set. And again, when you have a service error, it sets you back a little bit.
Another opportunity for Rory Stewart to serve. Where's jersey number 30? Hits it across with the right hand, and the back line for the Cobras let it go, and that was the wrong decision. It's an ace for Stewart. 21-16, three straight for the Cyclones, trying to put an end to this opening set. Well, just like the first two sets against Troy, Jackson Heights staying close, but are going to have to rally here late. Another serve by Stewart. Layla Cochran, the libero, up to Bacon. Here's the spike by Ammon. Dug up into the air by Stewart. Now Duncan gets it to the front. Tapped across by Whistler. Finesse is the name of the game. Point Cyclones. 22-16, four straight for them.
Yeah, Whistler a couple times and sent some long balls that time. She went more finesse-like with it, put it right down the line where she needed to go.
Another Stewart serve. She's on a roll right now. Back to the side of Riverside. They want it from Duncan to Hewins, and she buries it. Deflected, ricocheted off the right shoulder of Kalser into the third row. And it's 23-16 Riverside. They have scored five straight. And are putting the hammer down here late. Cobras have to go on a heavy rally. 23-16, and that one too strong. So Stewart had a nice run there on the serves, but now 23-17. Cobras will get the serve back. It'll be Layla Cochran.
for Jackson Heights right now. You just want to get that serve over the net. No aces, three service errors here from behind the line this set.
Popped up into the air by Ortega. Duncan running away, somehow got it back across, and that one is set up beautifully in the spike put down by Chesney Cochran for the Cobra point. Back-to-back for the Cobras, 23-18 they trail here in this first set.
Yeah, Jackson Heights wants to get back into this. You got two great players in the front row right now in Brent Shoup and Chesney Cochran.
Hewins on the dig, and it goes from Duncan right back to Hewins. And it's pushed back across here by the Cobras. Duncan, far side, Whistler on the spike, well defended by Jackson Heights and Chesney Cochran. High into the air, Hewins pushing it across. Now Bake in front of the net, a high set, and Shoup spike deflected right back to her, and it's going to be a point for the Cyclones, and now it is set point here, 24-18. So Duncan a chance to end this opening set here for Riverside. Sends it across. Bacon scrambling, now Shoup pushing, casual. Hewins, Duncan, Whistler, finesse, nicely done. She does it again, and that ends the opening set here as the Cyclones take it over Jackson Heights. Final count set one, 25-18. We step aside for 2 minutes. Our second set action is coming your way next here on KNCA.
Holton Community Hospital invites you to our next Community Support Town Hall meeting at the Hoyt Community Center on Monday, September 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to learn more about the HCH Community Support Campaign, ask questions, and share your thoughts on keeping quality health care close to home. For more information, visit HoltonHospital.com or call us at 785-364-9660. Together, we can keep health care strong in Jackson County. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Pines of Holton, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility's like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Metro Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here on KNZA tonight in Troy. Match number two as we go to set number two. KPBT double K, Kirk Kilman with you. Riverside 25-18 over Jackson Heights in that opening set. At one point early on, Corindon, it was tied 9-9. Cyclones rattled off three straight, led it 12-9. They never trailed the rest of that opening set.
Well, Jackson Heights kind of had an issue behind the service line. They had three service errors in that set, but really the key points there for Riverside is they set up their best players. Kanye Griffin got a lot of attempts up there at the front row. She set down five kills. Ella Whistler, same thing, four kills. Whistler, she had a lot of attacking errors kind of early on. Then she kind of adjusted where she was going to, not so deep, instead kind of short there in the front court, and it really worked out for her. She put down some serious kills there in that last kind of 10-point stretch.
So here we go, second set, must win for the Cobras. Trying to go into a third set here with a win, and off the opening serve, a miss hit by Duncan up front for Riverside, and just like that opening set, Jackson Heights starting set two with the first point. The 1-0 Cobra lead, the serve by Maddie Bacon from right to left, the senior lifting high, sending it across, back row it goes, Stewart putting it up front, now Hewins a big-time opportunity for the spike, the dig opportunity goes into the third row of the crowd, and that's with a heavy shot. My Hewins ties things up at one apiece here in set two. Nyla Duncan on the serve, left to right for Riverside. Looking for win number 6 on the young season. Shouldn't quite say young there, as we're probably at least halfway or so. But a miss hit on the back line by the Cobras, giving Riverside now a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting to the point where we're nearly just a month away here from regional.
It feels like we haven't been going long, but we kind of have, actually, as we're approaching the month of October. Cobras on the attack, beautifully set. And a kill shot by Chesney Cochran ties it up at 2-2 here in set two. We haven't seen a lot of clean set spike combinations. Might have been the cleanest one of the night for Jackson Heights there.
A lot of it comes down to the spike execution. That time, just great on both plays.
Served by Shoup. Here's Duncan on the set. Whistler spike attempt up against the net, and a point for Jackson Heights. Defended well by Sherling and Chesney Cochran. 3-2, Jackson Heights. Set number two, they need it to force a winner-take-all set number tray. Shoup on the serve, right-handed. Going down to a knee is Griffin, back middle to keep it alive. Now Hewins with a nice setup there, but dug up nicely by Layla Cochran. Now Sherling an opportunity, tipped up into the air. Duncan there, now pushing to the far side, Ortega. Now Whistler on a third try. Bacon setting it up. Chesney Cochran, not a great setup, and a whistle and a stoppage. And they go Cyclones up against the Nets. Point Jackson Heights, their lead is 4-2.
Yeah, Jackson Heights taking advantage of a couple of mistakes here for Riverside early in the set number two. We saw them do it against Troy. How long can you continue to take advantage of those mistakes before you start making your own?
Shoup again on the serve, and she puts it in the back left corner for an ace.
There you go. That's exactly what Jackson needed to do.
Came into tonight's action with 12 aces. She adds one there. Shoup first on the team in digs, 4.8%. 53 kills coming into tonight. And right now the Cobras out to a 5-2 advantage. Here in the second set, Duncan middle of the floor. And Griffin from that back row just having to get it across. Now the Cobras, a couple bad hits, but they get it back over. Here's Stewart. Here's Duncan. Now Griffin back middle, dug up by Shoup. Battle at the net, tipped down, won by Riverside. Hewins got the better of Chesney Cochran there, and the Cyclones stop a run of 4 straight for the Cobras. Cobras lead here in set 2 is now 5-3.
Yeah, and Hewins has started to really step up in that front row. 2 kills and a block here against Jackson Heights so far.
Served by Ella Whistler. Cochran, Bacon, backside, that's Chesney now, punching it across with the right hand. Now Duncan wants to set it up for Griffin. The set wasn't great, but you got it back over. Now back left, Shoup pushing it across with 2 hands. Duncan, middle of the floor, far side Griffin, there's a good set. Shoup, right place, right time, it's hit up to the front of the net. Now Bacon sets it back up for Sherling, and it's dug up by Riverside's Rory Stewart. And now a little scramble here by Jackson Heights, they can't get there in time, and a point for Riverside. 5-4, the Jackson Heights lead here in set 2.
I'll tell you what, so far, Riverside has gotten their 2 biggest hitters involved yet in Griffin and Whistler. It's going to be dangerous once they start getting those 2 going.
And Whistler on the serve. It hits the rafters, but a good job by Cochran. The hand-eye coordination, and now it pops up. And Crendon with the assist. 6-4, Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights fans going to love that.
Now they should have set me up. I would have put one down.
I don't believe it. When the Cobras get the point deflected up by us here, 4 rows behind the bleachers, 6-4. Cyclones on the set. Hewins, oh, she messed up the finesse shot there and just couldn't get it over. 7-4, Jackson Heights. They're off to a good start here in a must-win set, too.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about volleyball. It's not like baseball. You get to keep the souvenir when you catch it. You have to give it right back.
Well, I'm sure the volleyballs might be at a premium for some schools, so that is not something you can take home if it goes into the third row. Whistler, nice dig up to Duncan, but the setup ain't good, so back to the net. Griffin just has to get it across. Bacon setting it up here for Sherling, her spike. Did they call it good? There was kind of hesitation there on the back line judge, but it's going to be a point for Riverside, so that spike attempt just barely out, and I mean barely, 7-5. And Hewins back to serve here for Riverside. Boy, heavy on that one, and now it's pushed back to the Cyclones side. Boy, miscommunication up front, starting with Poyer. Looking back at her sideline, not quite sure what the issue was there, but nonetheless, point Jackson Heights, and their lead is 8-5.
Yeah, if Jackson Heights can kind of keep moving this momentum, wouldn't be surprised if we saw a timeout here by Aubrey Griffin a little soon here.
So back to serve, Gracie Kausert, one of the many seniors on this Cobra roster, nearly getting an ace. And Whistler on a free ball, back row, gets it back across. Here's Bacon, front of the net. They set it up. Ammon on the spike, and it's launched into the air off the back line by Jackson, and somehow the Cyclones got it across. Chance here for Sherling again. Bumped up into the air by Hewins, making a couple nice digs here on this rally. Back to Shoup. Middle of the floor, Bacon, Anna Sherling again, and down it goes. Third time's a charm for number 13, and senior Anna Sherling. The point for Jackson Heights, their lead is 9-4. Or correction, 9-5. They have scored for the last five.
Jackson Heights right now feeling really confident, especially up in that front row.
Left-handed serve here by Kausertz, and it's a little bit off into the left. Point for Riverside, 9-6. Cobras by three.
That's unfortunate there for Kausertz, her third service error here in this match. Again, just trying to find some comfort and then also some confidence back in that service line. It's going to go a long way this season.
Mia Jackson on the serve, and pinballing across a couple defenders for Jackson Heights, and down it goes for the Riverside point. They're within 9-7 here in set two. Riverside won the first set 25-18. After breaking a 9-all tie, Cyclones did not trail the rest of that opening set. Here's Sherling batting it around up and back and forth it goes. Now Hewins putting it right at the front of the net. Somehow that hit by Duncan got it back across. And that spike by Ammon, good spot but too strong. She hit it far and out to the left. And just like that, three straight for Riverside. They're within one. It is 9-8.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a better spot to be set up for Ammon right in the middle. Just unfortunately, just went a little long to the left.
Now Griffin gets set up, and she puts it down. Kennedy Griffin, four straight for the Cyclones, a 9-9 tie.
Yeah, I mentioned, haven't said her name very much here in that front row in this set, coming up in a big way to tie it.
So continuing to serve is Mia Jackson, a 9-9 tie here in set two. And that one is launched off the rafters, and somehow Bacon kept it alive to Sherling, who got it across. Now Duncan sets it up, far side, good set, good spike, but too strong by Griffin. Point Cobras, and their lead is back to one at 10-9.
Really got to credit that point in the end, though, to Bacon. Just her hustle on the court. She really just plays that entire front and back row for her team as the setter.
Running away from the net to get that one back, helping out her teammates. Now Duncan back middle of the floor. Whistler underhanding it across. Here's Bacon on the set. Shoot, good look. But right into the hands of Whistler, and now it's tapped down. Boy, another good opportunity there for Jackson Heights, but miss hit by Ammon, and a 10-10 tie. All these sets we have seen through now 1.5 matches have been competitive tonight, and there's a service error by Jackson Heights, or correction, Riverside, beg your pardon, which gives the Cobras the lead back at 11-10. Layla Cochran back to serve, wearing the green libero jersey. Rocket number 31, Duncan tapping it across with her back to the net. Bacon sets it up. Here's Chesney Cochran. Good defense there by the Cyclones. Now Duncan pushing it far side to Whistler, and she has to lean back and shove it across with two hands. Now Shoup gets a good look. Hit up into the air by Ortega. Now middle row, and from the back, Hewins on a freebie getting it across. Here's Bacon again. Here's Chesney Cochran. Griffin reaching out for it. Down it goes after deflecting off the rafters and a point for the Cobras. They lead it now 12-10. They have scored three of the last four. That is after Riverside had a run of four consecutive points. Right now a 12-10 at Jackson Heights lead, and now they get a Cochran ace to make it 13-10. Little juice, little momentum here for Jackson Heights and what is a must-win set number two, as Riverside won the first set 25-18.
Just Layla's ace of the season, finding some real confidence here at the line.
Griffin getting it back from Duncan, her spike. Cochran there, gets it up to Shoup. And now it's tapped back across here by Chesney Cochran. Now front middle, pushed across by Poyer. Bacon now setting it up for Shoup. Griffin sliding to a knee to get that one in the air. Now a third try, sent back across. Nicely played there by Riverside. Now middle of the floor, a little finesse, but Duncan was there. Pushed up into the air by Poyer. Back middle row, pushed across by Ortega. Now Bacon again, good rally to Shoup, and she delivers. Good rally by both teams, but that was well set by Bacon to Shoup, and a point for the Cyclones, or I should say for the Cobras, beg your pardon. They have scored four straight, five of the last six. Jackson Heights 14 and Riverside 10. Set number two, match number two here in Troy. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A little momentum here for Jackson Heights. Out of the timeout, they lead Riverside 14-10. Check it, 15-10. An immediate ace out of that timeout. Layla Cochran's got a group going behind the service line. And a 15-10 lead here for Jackson Heights. And a must-win set, two against the Cyclones. Another quick serve, not much behind it. Griffin down to her right knee. From Duncan, back to Griffin, back row, getting it across. Cobras, Bacon, Shoop, nope, Chesney Cochran on the spike. Good dig there by Kayana Hewins. Now Griffin chasing, able to get it back across, so they're back to the net. Bacon on the set. They fake it to Cochran, the spike down by Bryn Shoop, and she delivers. Another kill shot for Shoop, and it's 16-10 here, Jackson Heights. Momentum heavily on their side.
Yeah, Jackson Heights is starting to work that 1-2 punch combo with Bacon and Shoop in that front row. Shoop finding lots of confidence, back-to-back kill shot.
Now it's going to be too strong, so the run for Layla Cochran ends there, but 16-11, Riverside trailing by 5, as that was 6 consecutive and 7 of 8 scored by the Cobras to build up a little lead here in this second set. Now right back to Duncan. Hewins, middle of the floor, tapping it over to Whistler. Boy, and she really not is very happy with herself on that attempt to get it back across. She put it into the net, and a point for Jackson Heights. Their lead 17-11. Maddie Bacon back to serve. Cobras trying to force set number 3, Griffin. To Duncan, to Whistler, leaning back, not much behind it. Couple Cobras collide, and down it goes for the Riverside points. I think it was Bacon and Sherling kind of colliding that back middle row, and it's now 17-12.
Yeah, they just couldn't really get their eyes back up after colliding. Bacon attempted to try to come in there and get that save.
Here's Duncan on the serve for Riverside. They're going to try to put a rally together here as Chesney Cochran is set up very well, and she delivers a big kill shot. Number 23 on the jersey, a big ace, 18-12, Cobras by 6. So Riverside, after winning the first set, 25-18, find themselves down 18-12 here in set number 2. Griffin back right, middle of the floor, Duncan. Setups have not been quite there for Duncan here in this second set as Whistler has to casually get it across. Cobras now get it back over. Now Duncan, Bacon on the diving effort. Now Sherling far side of the floor, sent back across on a free ball. Cyclones fake it. No, it's going to be Hewins on the spike, and the point for the Cyclones. Deflected by that front line for the Cobras, but the Cyclones get a much-needed point, and they're within 18-13. So we have alternated the last 6 points. 3 apiece, 5-point lead here for Jackson Heights in a must-win set 2. Now this one's going to hit off the Raptors, hit up into the air by Layla Cochran, beautifully set for Bacon to get it back across. Duncan, middle of the floor, she'll tap it into the hands of Sherling. Now Bacon, a far side set, tapped across by Mellies. Now Riverside on the attack, here's Hewins, delivers, but too long and out of play. Well, the errors we were seeing Jackson Heights make in that opening set, it's kind of flopped here for the Riverside Cyclones here in set 2. Cobras extend on their lead. It's 19-13.
And more importantly, Jackson Heights isn't getting in their own way after those errors, putting the ball right directly to net. Jackson Heights, 3 aces in the second set.
Here is Chesney Cochran on the serve, and Chesney Cochran with the ace. Back right to front left, dipped it down over the net, 20-13.
Yeah, and as I just mentioned, that first set, Jackson Heights would find some momentum, put the ball right into the net. Right there, 4th ace of this set, Jackson Heights finding some confidence back there.
Jackson Heights trying to force a set number 3, and another ace from Cochran, this time back right to back right. 21-13, all Cobras right now. She's got a little bit of groove with this serve run. Chesney Cochran, she's had a good night. Trying to force a set 3, see if the Cyclones can put a rally together. Here is Griffin on the Duncan set. Went casual with it and caught the Cobra front line off guard, and a point for Riverside. 21-14 Jackson Heights. The Cobras have one more push in them as Poyer checks in for Stewart on that Riverside front line.
No, a big thing here is the mistakes for Riverside, but Griffin and Whistler have really been shut down here by this backside on Jackson Heights.
He went on the serve. Bacon with the set. There's the spike. Well defended. Good job there by Poyer, who just checked in, and now it bats around a couple times. And it's going to be called against Jackson Heights, and the point for Riverside, and it's 21-15 in favor of the Cobras. Another chance here for Kayana Hewins on the serve. Good pace to it. Cobras played it well. Bacon on the set. The Sherling spike defended well by the Cyclones. Now scrambling. Bacon and way away from it. Third try. Cobras get it back across. Here's Griffin on the set. There's the spike. And the dig attempt is going to be out of play. Great effort by Shoup. But Griffin, too much speed behind that swing through. And it's 21-16. Don't look now. Three straight for Riverside.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, Jackson Knights is doing a great job shutting down Griffin. But look at her. She's got back-to-back kills now.
Hewins on the serve. Jackson Heights trying to force this set number three. They have the lead, but three straight here for the Cyclones. But a miss hit on the back line by a Whistler. Jackson Heights getting the point. Their lead now 22-16.
Yeah, right now patience is the key word here for Jackson Heights. Don't let big spurts come out of here from Riverside. But again, keep this lead. Be comfortable with it and be confident.
Melly's out. Sides in to serve here for the Cobras. Emma Sides, and her hit is out of play. Haven't called her name much tonight. And that's a free point for the Cyclones, 22-17. Now the Jackson Heights lead.
Jackson Heights, three service errors in this set.
Mia Jackson now will serve it. The Cyclones have a push in them. Shoup high into the air. Now off the rafters, and down it goes for the Cyclones point. Well, the Raptors have been kind of that seventh player here for both these teams tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, it all depends, where your home court is, because, again, Jackson Heights, their Raptors are way taller than here.
Boy, Mia Jackson put a lot behind that serve attempt and nearly got the benefit of the bounce off the top of the net, but it does not. Service error there, giving the Cobras now a 23-18 lead here in set two, trying to force a winner-take-all set number three. Cobras again, not want a set tonight, but on the verge. Can they close it out here? Bacon sets it up middle of the floor for Ammon, and a tough deflection there, and off the basketball hoop, down it goes. At set point here for Jackson Heights, it's 24-18.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, tremendous job behind the service line. I feel like that's where this set has been pretty much set up from, but then also that upfront aggression has just been great, not only shutting down the upfront offenders on the other side, but also Jackson Heights just doing great on their offensive work here.
Well, the Cyclones need a heavy rally. They're down 24-18 on the verge of a third set here in this second matchup tonight. The battle at the net, tipped across by Griffin. Bacon with the set. Can Shoup end it? Batted up into the air. Down it goes. Point for the Cobras. We head to a third set. Strong performance by Jackson Heights against Riverside. So we've seen a pair of 25-18 affairs. It was Riverside 25-18 in set one. Jackson Heights 25-18 set two. Don't go anywhere. Back in 2 minutes for a third set right after this on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure
you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Enjoy the beauty of autumn at the Maple Leaf Festival on September 27th. This is Crystal at GM Bank, and we are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Maple Leaf Festival hosted by the Hiawatha Chamber. Come out and enjoy the festivities and say hello to our staff who will be volunteering. Make the fun and festivities of the Maple Leaf Festival a September family tradition. Come join us on Saturday, September 27th, around the Brown County Courthouse Square. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here on KNCA on a gloomy and wet Tuesday night. Brandon Tamakrin and Prophet Kirk Hillman with you. Second matchup, we're going to a third set, brother. Pair of 25-18 affairs. It was Riverside in set one. Jackson Heights, by far and away, their best set we have seen from them tonight, forcing now our first winner-take-all set number three.
Yeah, and those two sets really parodied each other in a way where in that first set, Jackson Heights was the team that was making mistakes and then kind of, you know, falling against themselves. And in that second set, well, it was the opposite. It was Riverside who was doing that, and it was Riverside in that second set that had their top players shut out in Griffin and Whistler. So really, when you come down to the third set, it's kind of the same keys you had for both those two sets. Get your top players involved and don't make mistakes. Limit what you do from behind that service line.
So here we go. Winner of this set will win the match. 25-18 Riverside set one. 25-18 Jackson Heights set number two. Here we go. Riverside the serve with Duncan. Bacon from right to left. There's the setup for Chesney Cochran. She gets it back off the deflection. And the defense for the Cyclones, led by Kayana Hewens, earning the first point in the final set.
Yeah, and Hewens has been the one to really step up against that kind of absence we've seen of Griffin and Whistler. She's had three kills and two blocks.
Duncan's serve might have been long, but the Cobras played it anyways, and they get the point on the tap shot with the right hand by Maddie Bacon. 1-1 tie here in this third and final set.
And the setter doesn't get too many kills, but when they do, it's pretty impressive when they can do it. Bacon doing a nice job there, fake out the defense, full tapper.
Here's Bacon, who leads the Cobras in assists this season, sends it across on the serve, back middle row, and slapped down by Griffin, and then the Cobras on a couple deflections getting it back across. Duncan hears the set, Hewens the tap, a right-handed shot by Mellies, and Bacon goes diving into the second row to keep it alive, but hit it in the wrong direction. It's going to be a point for Riverside, but now the concern is just making sure Maddie Bacon's okay, and she tumbled into that second row. And she appears to be fine, but again, the Cyclones get the point, but if there were points for hustle, Maddie Bacon would have got one there.
I mean, really, she goes everywhere, and for a second there, I was a little worried. It's a whole bunch of red faces, but they was laughing. So, you know, a good thing for them keeping the spirits high.
2-1 Riverside here in this third set. There's the spike and the airmail by Mellies. Three of the first four for Riverside. Unforced air there by Jennifer Mellies, so good start here for Riverside. They lead it 3-1. And this third and final set, here's Mellies on the dig. Here's Bacon with the set. Backside shoot with the two hands. Whistler, Duncan, here's Griffin. Tipped in the air, shoot. Shoveled it across. I'm not even sure how she got that one over. She's a little confused herself, but running to her left, hitting it with two hands and kind of angling it just barely over the net. Either way, Cobras get a nice earned point by Bryn Shoup, 3-2.
And Jackson Heights, they've been in kind of smiles here for the last couple of minutes, so for them, they should be feeling pretty good about themselves.
Well, that one was probably going to go long, and a mistake by Rory Stewart to try to save it and deflects it out. It's a point and an ace for Bryn Shoup, and we're tied at 3-3 here in set three.
And Ace was held, or Shoup, excuse me, was held out against Troach, just three total kills. But here, man, she has been electric here against Riverside. She's had a total of six kills, a block, as well as a few aces.
Shoup on the serve. Seward up front. Tapped across by Duncan. Now the Cobras battling. Mellies with one hand, and I think they're going to get Riverside up against the net. A violation on Kayana Hewens. And from down 3-1 to up 4-3, Jackson Heights continuing a nice little run in this third set. So Shoup, another serve. Sends it across. Griffin on the dig. Duncan right back to Griffin. Finesse. Now battle at the net. Still battling on the side of the Cobras. And into the third row it goes. Bacon said, I'm not diving in there again. It's going to be 4-4, Point Riverside.
If I was that fan, just immediate PTSD. It's the same direction, same person. He's like, all right, got to get out of the way here.
But, got a sweet goatee over there.
He does.
A 4-4 tie here in set three, Riverside and Jackson Heights. Riverside won the first set, 25-18. Jackson Heights, the second set winner, also 25-18. Troy swept Jackson Heights in the first matchup tonight, and there is a big-time ace by Kayana Hewins. 5-4 Riverside.
I cannot really stress this enough here. Hewins is just really kind of taking this game over here from Riverside. I kind of once we saw Whistler and Griffin get a little quieter.
Nearly got another ace, but a good job by Shoup. Here is a bat down by Mellies, or correction, that was Sherling. Now Griffin sending it across. Cochran back middle. Now middle left and just shoved across with two hands by Sherling. Here's Duncan for Riverside, setting it up for Griffin, and she delivers a big-time kill. Duncan to Griffin. 6-4 Cyclones, three straight for Riverside.
And that's exactly how you get Griffin back in the game. You give her great setups there on the weak side, and there she goes right down the lane.
So Hewins putting a lot behind her serves, and the dig is sent back across. Now Duncan again to Griffin, but this time unavailable as she sent it too strong to the right. Griffin upset with herself. Cobras get the point. And it's 6-5 Riverside here in set three.
Yeah, I mean, she had an open gap here on the near side right middle line. So for her, again, a little upset that she could have just taken a little bit off and had a pretty easy kill.
Hewins after the Cobras serve. Now Duncan, and a good job by Griffin on a third try to get it across. Here's the Cobras setting it up. Here's the spike. And Hewins down to an eating. Keep that one alive. And then miscommunication by Duncan and Whistler. They both converge. They both pull up. At the same time, Cobras tie it. We're knotted up at 6-6.
And both these teams, they are just going back and forth here. This is really a great matchup here in Northeast Kansas League.
Here's the serve. Is that an ace? No, just barely out. Boy, Chesney Cochran nearly put it as far into the right corner with it being in, but it's just barely out. Point Riverside, 7-6 Cyclones. Get the serve back. It'll be Mia Jackson. So now Jackson on the serve with the right hand, pushed up into the air by Mellies, and now Bacon got that front line scrambling with that little hesitation in the tapper, and a point ties it up 7-7. Emma Sides in to serve. Mellies is out for Jackson Heights here. So a 7-7 tie here, set number three, winner take all. That's going to be an ace by Sides. Again, the back line, little miscommunication there for the Cyclones. Back-to-back points here for Jackson Heights, and their lead is 8-7.
Now, last time Sides was substituted in on the service line, she aired off to the left side. So for her to get some confidence behind the line here on her second service attempt, and that can go a long way.
Where's jersey number 5? Stands middle of the floor. Three hard dribbles and gets it across with the right hand. Ortega, free ball sent across from way downtown. Hewins able to get it across. Now here's the set. There's the spike. And a point in the back left corner by Nicole Ammon. Well placed for the Cobra point. It's now 9-7 Jackson Heights. They have scored three straight and five of the last six.
Yeah, that's a terrific setup by Bacon. And every time you're going to really give a credit there for a set, it's really going to be Maddie Bacon up there in that front line doing some real great work for Jackson Heights. Ammon found the corner.
So Sides another serve, sends it across, Hewins the dig, Duncan the set, never mind, she taps it over, Cobras were there. Bacon, back to Sherling, the spike, Hewins putting it up and tapping it down is Hannah Sherling for the Jackson Heights point. Four straight and six of the last seven, the Cobras lead it here in this final set, 10-7.
Yeah, and her first block of the night, and for a great block, you have to find good timing with your leverage, with that ball in the air, there she was able to locate it.
I think we might be a Cobra point or two away for maybe a Riverside timeout. Cobra's got the momentum here, but Griffin taps it across, had that front line scrambling, and a big point there for Riverside to stop that run, and they're back to within two. It's 10-8 Jackson Heights.
Now you got Whistler back here in the front court for Riverside, so it'll be interesting how they try to get her back and set up.
So Kennedy Griffin back to serve here for Riverside. Jackson Heights 10, Cyclones 8 here in this final set. Matchup number 2. Here's Bacon on the set. Schurling on the spike. Griffin diving, batted around, and they can't get it back across. Rory Stewart had a chance on a third try, but it went under the net. And 11-8 now, the Jackson Heights lead. Be a heck of a rally here for Jackson Heights if they can steal this one after dropping that first set. And Schurling, her serve right into the net, makes it 11-9. Cyclones down 2. And serving is Rory Stewart. Jersey number 30 sends it across with good pace. Back to Griffin. Now a setup here. Hewins taps it across. And down it goes for the point. Well, Kalser thought it was going to be out. She let it go, and it was the wrong decision. And a point for Riverside. They're within 1 at 11-10. Another serve for Stewart. And a near ace, but now on a third try, Schurling has to from way downtown. She can't get it back across, and just like that, the blink of an eye. 3 straight for the last 5 for Riverside. We're deadlocked, 11 apiece.
Yeah, and a lot of it, again, mistakes. It's going to sound like a broken record, but that's all it comes down to.
Batted up by Schurling from the back row. Shoop gets a good look, tipped up into the air. Now way up into the rafters, diving, ricochets. Down it goes for the Cobra point. There's too much heat on that spike by Shoop, and then you bat it around a couple times in the rafters. Tough play for the Cyclones. Cobras take the lead back at 12-11. A feeling this one might be very good down the stretch, as it's going to be an ace for Layla Cochran. I think that is a shot that teams and players need to practice. Try to purposely serve it to get a little deflection off the net.
It's hard to defend. Tell you what, one thing about Layla, she came in tonight with 7-8 aces. She has 10 aces here, 3 aces here against Riverside.
Had a good night, no doubt about it. 13-11, the Jackson Heights lead. Bacon sets it up, middle of the floor. Cochran spike, but played well by that back line. And then Hewins getting it back to Bacon. Here's Shoop, good look. And spinning around and getting it back across is Stewart. Now they want Shoop again. Put down by Griffin, gets it up in the air. Now Duncan sending it across, and they stop it for a violation on Riverside Point Cobras. Their lead now 14-11. Did we see the call for that one?
I believe it was a double hit.
Okay.
And it went over on the Jackson Heights side.
14-11, Jackson Heights leading this third and final set. Now Griffin saving her teammates there. Fans weren't happy with that little scenario. And now Shoop with another kill, chasing, diving, unable to get there. And Shoop making it 15-11, and Riverside has seen enough. They're going to call a timeout. 4 straight for Jackson Heights. Their lead in this final set is 15-11. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Join Foster Ford in Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th, Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed, and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA New Hope Center Food Pantry in Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton and help support our community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball in Troy tonight. KPBT, Double K with you. Match 2, set 3. 15-11 Cobras over Riverside as we're out of the timeout. Here's Duncan on the attack. Hewins the tap. Bacon was there for the dig. Now it's set up here for Shoop. The set wasn't good, so she just has to get it across. Now the Cobras getting the point after the Riverside defense just scrambling to try to save it. They can't do so. So out of the timeout, the run continues. 5 straight for Jackson Heights, and their lead is 5 at 16-11. Here's Layla Cochran sending it across. Stewart gets it in the air. Duncan pushing far side for Whistler, and she's able to get one down and a big point for the Cyclones. 16-12, Jackson Heights, and that stops a run of 5 straight for the Cobras.
I'll tell you what, after dropping that first set, Jackson Heights may have been on quite the rally here to try to come back and win this match.
Here's Bacon on the set. Chesney Cochran, the spike. Stewart gets it into the air for Duncan. They get it up for Whistler. Her spike, yes. That was well played. Assist Duncan, the kill for Ella Whistler. And it's 16-13 Cobras.
Yeah, I mentioned a little earlier, Whistler getting back in the front row. How are they going to get her involved right there? You give her a perfect setup on the left side and let her go right down the line with it.
Here's Duncan on the serve. It's pushed up into the air by Kausert. Now Bacon scrambling, and a Kausert third try getting it across. Duncan trying to catch that back line off guard. But the Cobras played it well, and they send it back from right to left as Griffin now puts it up for Duncan. Good look for Whistler. She puts it down, deflects twice, and out the door it goes for the Riverside point to make it 16-14. Back-to-back kills for number zero in Ella Whistler.
Yeah, and Whistler was real quiet in that second set. Here you go. Now she's up in that line. She's finding a groove. Back-to-back kills. If I'm Riverside, you're going to continue with that play momentum. You're going to give her the ball.
Duncan, a high arcing serve from left to right. Bacon sets it up. Shoop, a good look. Hits off the net. Cobras batting it around. Have to push it across, and they do so on a third try. Duncan tried to catch it off guard. Good tap. Great diving effort there by Stewart to keep it alive. Now Whistler able to push it over. Good save there by Stewart. Here's Shoop on the spike, and there's Shoop at the kill. So even after an incredible save by Stewart on the Riverside back line, Shoop ultimately getting the Cobras that point. And the lead back to three, it's 17-14 in favor of JH. Final set here, match two. Still got Troy and Riverside coming up here in the final one of the evening. Here's Hewins on the tapper, nicely played, middle of the floor, point Riverside. 17-15 here in this final set. Ortega out, and Jackson back in on that front line here for Riverside as Whistler is back to serve. Jackson Heights 17, Riverside 15, set number three. Here is Sherling, Bacon pushing it backside for Shoop, not much behind the spike. Griffin is there. Now the spike put down by Riverside, but well played by the Cobras. Now Shoop again near side, right into the hands of Duncan. It's Jackson far side. Hewins pushing it down. Now Bacon another set. Chesney Cochran, her spike attempt, instead went finesse with it. And back and forth we go as the Cobras get another opportunity. Back left, sent across by Sherling, miss hit by Stewart, and down it goes for the Cobra point. Good rally, miss hit by Stewart on the back line. 18-15 now, the lead for Jackson Heights. Can Bryn Shoop go on a run here on this serve? 18-15, Jackson Heights leading here in this third set. She cannot, as she airmailed it. Service error makes it 18-16.
Yeah, I know a lot of times we talk about how the errors are a good reason why a team gets the point, but those long rallies, man, when they are battled out well, those are important points to get for momentum.
Here's Hewins up to Bacon. It's on the top of the net, and I think that should go against Jackson Heights. It will. Sherling way up against the net, and Riverside gets the point, 18-17. Back-to-back here for the Cyclones. They're down one here in this final set.
Yeah, when those sets are, right between the antennas, it's really hard not to get yourself over that net.
Hewins on the serve. Sherling, Chesney Cochran. Now Layla has to send it across, does so. Duncan sets it up. Griffin with the left hand buries it, deflecting off the Cobra front line, and we're deadlocked at 18-18. And I think Jackson Heights wants to talk it over. Cyclones the momentum. Don't go anywhere. Match two, set three. We're deadlocked at 18-18. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, caring for every stage of life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the second matchup has been fairly even Stevens throughout and down the home stretch. It is 18-18 in this final set. Jackson Heights and Riverside out of the timeout. Cyclones have the serve. Hewins sending it left to right. Bacon on the set, leaning back. Sherling spike is too long. Now she was leaning back into her left. The set wasn't great, and the Cyclones continue the run out of the timeout. Four straight. They lead it 19-18. Hewins again on the serve. Layla Cochran down to get it in the air. Bacon wants to set it up for Sherling. Her spike right into Whistler's hands. Now Riverside. Duncan tapped over by Griffin. Nice diving effort by Sherling. Now leaning back, and Melly's pushing it across. 19-18 final set. Cyclones with Griffin on the spike, and she got the point to go. So the Cyclones on a run here. 20-18, they have rattled off five straight, six of the last seven.
And there's been two times we've seen in this set where we had back-to-back points from Whistler. Now we have back-to-back points for Griffin. On that left side, Jackson Heights seeming to find some security down that left line.
Bacon pushing it back. Chesney Cochran, Duncan kind of spun it away but kept it in the air. And now Stewart had it tapped down at the net. And the point's going to Jackson Heights. So that stops the run of five straight. 20-19, Jackson Heights down one. They get the serve back in this winner-take-all set number three. It will be Chesney Cochran to serve it. Right to left. Lifts the legs. Fires it through. Whistler on the dig. Not a good one, but Griffin got it back middle of the floor. Stewart sent it across with her back to the net. Here's Bacon. They set it up for Scherlinger. Spike. Whistler was there. Now Duncan pushing it across with two hands. Chasing it down is Cochran. Now middle of the floor. Melly's tapping it. Diving Whistler to keep it alive. Now Griffin gets a spike. Chesney Cochran was there. Bacon puts it in the air. Not great. Scherling puts it down right into Hewins on the back row. It hits off the roof. And able to get it back across is Griffin. Good rally here late in this third set. Now batting it around. Hewins can't get it to go. And the Cobras, after all that, earn the point. We're deadlocked at 20-20. Goodness me.
Yeah, you get a week off, and now you're like, oh,
there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening here. A 20-20 tie here in this third set. Here's Griffin on the dig. It goes back from Duncan to Griffin, and she buries it alive for a big-time point. Or wait a minute, too many hits. Okay, so the Cobras nearly got it off. I mean, that thing went straight up into the rafters and straight down. I might have spoke a little bit too soon there, but too many hits on that back line. Riverside retakes the lead at 21-20. Excuse me. So here we go, 21-20 here in this final set. Scherling gets a look, gets it across, hit up into the air by Jackson. Now Duncan, middle of the floor. And a nice push shot there by Griffin. But now Bacon sets it up. Melly's taps it down. And it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. A lift is the call. And we're deadlocked at 21-21. Subs on both sides. Emma Sides to serve. As Melly's is out. Ortega back in on the back line here for Riverside. As coming out on this sequence is Mia Jackson.
What's very important here, Emma Sides. She's been subs in three times. She has errored and aced.
Oh, and there's the error. So Sides gives the Cyclones the lead at 22-21. And back to serve Kennedy Griffin in this final set. Sends it across. Bacon on the second hit. And that one sails away and too strong by Ammon. Back-to-back points for the Cyclones. Back-to-back errors by the Cobras. And it's 23-21 Riverside.
Yeah, now for Riverside, you put one of your best players back behind that line in Griffin. See what she can do here to try to get this seal on the lid for Riverside.
23-21 Riverside here in this third set. This one's been fun tonight. And it's 23-22 after the kill by Scherling. And she'll go back to serve it. This one might deserve a couple extra points. We'll see. Here's Scherling on the serve. Cyclones by one, 23-22. Duncan, middle of the floor, put pace behind it, but hit it too strong, and out of play, and we're tied at 23.
Yeah, this next point is very important for both teams.
Not many hats, but for those wearing hats, hold on to them. 23-23, tie set three. Back line Ortega, sent across. Cobras now have it. Bacon, middle of the floor. Here's Shoup on the spike, and deflected around, and down it goes. Three straight for Jackson Heights, and it's match point. Timeout, Riverside.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big timeout right there. You are a match point against Jackson Heights.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Coming down to this. This one's been fun. Really, both matchups here tonight. Even though it was a Troy sweep over the Cobras, both those first two sets were tight. 25-18, Riverside set one against Jackson Heights. Cobras came back 25-18. This one has been as back and forth as you can get, but right now the momentum into that timeout heavily on the side of the Cobras. They were down, but three straight now have them at match point, 24-23. What's kind of the expectation for this Cobras team out of the timeout?
Well, big expectation is what's going to happen behind the service line, getting that serve across, getting quality serve. Jackson Heights, they had no good serves in that first set. They finally got going in that second set.
It is Scherling on the serve. Hewins has it up to Duncan. Whistler gets a look. She puts it down, and we're tied at 24. Bump set, spike. You hear it in the intro, and that was tailor-made. And we are going to need at least an extra round or two. 24-24 here in this final set. The serve by Stewart. Gets it across. Not a good hit. Right at the net. Duncan, casual and precise to set it up for Hewins. And now match point for Riverside. 25-24. Back-to-back points for the Cyclones here. They can win it if they can get this point. Rory Stewart on the serve. Does so. Pushed up into the air by Cochran. Now Shoup. Two hands. Getting it across. Griffin running to it. Now Duncan, far side. Whistler leaning back, firing, and it's too long.
Yeah, just some nerves there by Whistler. And again, Riverside, and even going to that weak side of the net, that left side of the net, and Jackson Heights really hasn't defended it. Whistler could have sealed the game right then and there. It was an open back line. She just got ahead of herself.
25-25 tie here in this final set. And Sherling found a spot. A little moisture on the floor. She's out there cleaning it up herself. It'll be Layla Cochran to serve. 25-25 tie here in this third set. Riverside won the lone matchup between these two earlier in the season as Hewins got a good look. But off the deflection, Bacon puts it in the air for Sherling, who gets it over on a third try. 25-25. Here's the set. There's the tap-down shot through the defense. And well played by Ella Whistler. Duncan the assist. Another match point here for the Cyclones, 26-25.
I'll tell you one thing I've seen about Whistler tonight. If she puts a long ball out there and has an attacking air, she'll immediately come back and put some finesse on the next shot attempt.
Bacon scrambling. A free ball sent across by Chesney Cochran. Stewart kept it in play. Now tapped over to Hewins. Now Whistler. Can the Cyclones end it here? Stewart kept it alive. Duncan, middle of the floor. Whistler, third try. Shoup diving to send it back over. Now Duncan wants to set it up. Hewins a good look. She puts it down, and that's your ball game. Duncan to Kayana Hewins for the kill. Back middle of the line. And just barely kept it in. And 27-25, Riverside escapes. Incredible stuff. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, get you set for matchup number three with Riverside and Troy. Great stuff here in this one. But Riverside survives 25-18, 18-25, and 27-25 in that final set over Jackson Heights. Back in 2 minutes here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So matchup number two tonight, a good one that goes three sets, but in the end, Mr. Crendon Prophet, Riverside escapes Jackson Heights, 25-18, 18-25,
and 27-25. A dandy between two fairly evenly matched teams, but the Cyclones here drop in Jackson Heights to 0-2 for tonight's action.
Yeah, again, that first set, Jackson Heights struggled a lot with mistakes, but then that second one, it was then, you know, Riverside on the other side. And then in that third set, well, we saw back and forth there, a great play, and Riverside being able to come out on top. A big difference in there is that Riverside able to consistently set up their outside hitter. In that third set, you saw them set up the weak side every single time. They just kept going to it, whether it was a Whistler right there or Griffin right there. And tell you what, both of them played a great game for Riverside. Whistler had 8 kills. Griffin had 12. Hewen, she finished with 7 total kills. As a team, Riverside finished with 28 kills. Only 2 total aces were Jackson Heights. They finished with 7 total aces. But the big difference there is Jackson Heights, they had 9 service errors from behind the line, where the Riverside Cyclones only had 4. So Riverside spent more time just trying to get over. Jackson Heights tried to force the issue too often, which is kind of what lost them that first set, is that they just couldn't get good quality serves. And we saw that being different there in set 2 and 3.
So again, Riverside gets win number 6. They're now 6-11. All these matchups tonight, non-league tilts. They have played each other already in league action, but we've had 2 fantastic matchups. Troy sweeping Jackson Heights in the opener. Riverside in 3 sets over the Cobras. Cobras heading home after an 0-2 stint here tonight. And we get the Cyclones and the Trojans in our final bout. That's coming up here in about 9 minutes or so. So we'll send it back to the studio. About a 5-6 minute break or so. And we'll come back. 2 teams that are 1-0 in tonight's affair. Try to go undefeated. We'll see who it is. It's Riverside and Troy. Coming up here in about 9 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.